say that. Shirt used to fit me till I washed it and it
shrunk.
And you say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk. Huh? Shrunk.
And I hope this new shirt won't
shrink. Shrink.
Okay. And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress well.
Okay. What if she likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror? You know, you'd say she
I don't know what you say. She likes to primp, all right?
Okay. But you say that about a man?
No.
What?
You'd say he groomed himself.
Uh-huh.
He liked to groom himself.
And, what did people used to carry money in?
Pouch.
What was that like?
That was a, just a long bag with a drawstring on top of it.
Uh-huh. What do people carry nowadays?
Generally carry a pocketbook or purse on.
Uh-huh. A purse is different from a pocketbook?
Well, a pocketbook is just little and you stick it down your pocket and a purse you carry it on your arm.
Uh-huh. And, say if you had a lot of little things strung up together, you put around your neck, you call that a...
Beads.
You call that a what of beads? A
necklace.
Would you call that a string of beads or a pair of beads? Or?
A pair of beads, a string of beads, a necklace, whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh. What about something you'd wear around your wrist?
Watch, a bracelet.
Okay. And what did men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Any other name for that?
Galley.
What's he doing up there?
Like somebody's stopping. That's my granddaughter.
And what would you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol, umbrella.
Got two shoes on. Don't want you sick, Nita.
It's hot. So what did people used to put on a bed to keep warm?
Quilts.
Were there different
blankets? Quilts. You make a quilt. You piece the tops and then pop them, and then you put them on, put the two lines, the top and the lining together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put in frames and quilt it. Mm-hmm. So.
Were there different ways of making them?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ways, different ways.
What, were they called different things?
Quilts or spreads or something like that. That's all I even know. Old people call it a quiver.
Uh-huh. What about the real fancy thing you'd put on top of the bed?
That'd be a spread.
Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a...
pillow.
Do you remember anything that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Yeah, sofa.
Hmm?
Sofa. Call it sofa pillow.
What do they call it
that? That's what they call a sofa pillow.
Do you ever hear something called a bolster?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
What's that?
That's the same thing. There's a bolster pillow.
Uh-huh. How far across did it go?
Well, it went about as long as two pillows.
Uh-huh. You say it didn't go halfway across the bed.
About two-thirds of the way.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children.
That's happened to me a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
happened to me a lot of times.
What would you do?
I'd take some quilts and make them a pallet and give them two to lay on, one to cover with.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I had a good many